From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Surveillance technology is getting cheaper and easier to access. That goes for the police, but it also goes for private citizens. WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us about a neighborhood in the city of Miami that's been divided over how they should be using surveillance.
There are only four ways in and out of Coral Gate, so there's almost no through traffic. The neighborhood is partly surrounded by a wall, and most of the roads in have been blocked off to cars. And so it has the feel of a little island of tranquility in a crazy city. There are almost 500 homes here. George Rouse lives in one of them. And last year, he spearheaded an effort.
Here, as soon as you come into this neighborhood, which is one of our busiest entrances, we have our first flock warning sign for cars who enter here. So
Rouse pushed to get license plate readers from a company called Flock. He collected money from neighbors to set up the network. The license plate readers track every car coming in and out of the neighborhood, and they aren't subject to any state laws or restrictions.
We have cameras throughout the entire neighborhood at every entrance, at every exit, and throughout the neighborhood, in the middle of it, throughout some of our busiest streets. Currently, we have six cameras set up. Here's one of them.
The City of Miami Police Department says crime isn't generally a big issue in Coral Gate, but there's been a few blips over the years. 2 years ago, a woman was carjacked by armed men in front of her home. And for some people, that was enough.
It's something where we decided as a neighborhood, why wait for the next armed carjacking? Why not just be proactive instead of reactive and really implement the system?
On Thanksgiving weekend last year, just after the cameras went in, a house was burglarized. License plate data from the Flock cameras helped catch the suspect. Daniel Garrido is the head of the Miami Police Department for the section of the city that includes Coral Gate.
It's a huge, huge, huge help to be able to have a tag of a vehicle used in a crime.
I do every now and then think about the fact that, somebody could look at the data and see all my comings and goings if they wanted to.
Julie Hood has lived in Coral Gate for the last 25 years. She's a public school teacher, and she initially agreed to put $100 down into the camera system. But now, something about them rubs her the wrong way.
So, here we are standing in my driveway, and if you look right there across the street in the corner of their lot, there's that obnoxious pole, and I guess there's a camera, and it's all powered with a little solar panel.
Hood says the technology has divided the close-knit community. For instance, there used to be a Facebook group where people would discuss things like property taxes, and sometimes crime, but now it's split in two. A closed Facebook group only for people who pay into the system, and an open group for people who don't. She says she's never giving money for the cameras again.
It's such a paranoia, and I just don't like the group of people in general that are subscribing to this system, and I'm a little embarrassed I'm one of them. I don't like what this has done to my neighborhood.
Other skeptics say there's just not enough crime here to justify tracking everyone's every move. Tom Pasowitz never opted into the surveillance system, but he lives in Coral Gate, so he is being tracked, and he resents how Arouse rolled out the program.
Sounds like one of those QVC commercials. You know, it's the Ginsu knife of security initiatives. You must act now, time limited, you know, and so he rushed it through.
The camera company, Flock, says members of the community and the police can only access the data within 30 days, and only if they have a police report about a crime. But they say they don't own the license plate data. The data belongs to Arouse, and he says he doesn't look at it. There are no regulations about private citizens using license plate readers in Florida, and there's no restrictions on how data might later be used or even sold. Three states, Maine, New Hampshire, and Arkansas, have banned private citizens or groups from using the technology. In those states, only the police can use it. Arouse says, despite the pushback, he's happy with the cameras, but he says they should be used with caution.
Yes, it's great that we have additional technology, but that technology isn't for us to become detectives. It's for the police to be able to use it once a crime does occur.
Flock says it has operations across Florida, including cameras in 20 different communities between Homestead and West Palm Beach. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.